and welcome to another episode of
Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig.
Episode 125. And if you're a new listener to this award-winning podcast, you're very welcome. With over 40 years of teaching between Reza and I, we'll help you improve your English and take it to the next level. In this episode, we look at phrasal verbs with take and get. And this is in answer to a message we got from Ivan. So take a seat, get yourself comfortable. And before we look at take and get, we've got some feedback from one of our patrons, Manuel Tarazona from Patana. Hello, Manuel. What does Manuel say, Reza?
He says, "Hello, podcasters. I'm writing a new letter to you while I'm listening the..." I think you forgot to write "to." I'm listening to...
Listening to.
Dependent prepositions, just for Elisa. I'm listening... I'm listening to the drug episode when I've just finished my holidays. That's episode 118.
And if you want to listen to that episode, go to inglespodcast.com/118.
Manuel goes on, "I hope you could talk about playing music in a future episode, instruments, amplifiers, speakers, etc. I play guitar with my friends and I'm interesting about..."
Interesting?
Interested, no?
Interested.
Interested.
Passive active, so... It's interesting, the subject is interesting, but you are interested.
So I'm interested about, no, interested in, independent prepositions at least.
Elisa.
I'm interested in that vocabulary. Thank you for your podcast and go on. A big hug for you from Manuel Paterna.
Well,
thank you.
A big hug to you, Manuel. Thank you. Thank you for your email. We did speak about music vocabulary in episode 27. So I suggest, Manuel, first go and listen to inglespodcast.com/27 if you haven't listened already. But what do you think, Reza? Good idea for future podcast next week?
I don't know about next week, but soon. What about this, Craig? This is news for Craig. I haven't spoken to him about this before. What about talking to some local musicians about their life in music? I know people from Valencia and Paterna who are involved in music. What about that for a future edition?
To invite them on the show?
Yeah.
That would be a wonderful idea. Definitely. Yeah,
we could do that.
We should do that.
Maybe not next week, but sometime in the future, Manuel.
Okay. We'll definitely do that on a future podcast. And thank you again for your email.
So we're not surprised, Manuel, as a true rock and roller who plays guitar, that you enjoyed the drugs, but you said you didn't quite get enough. Perhaps in the future we will give you more drugs and vocabulary
and more music vocabulary. Yeah.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll—that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Was it too old to rock and roll? Too young to die?
Yeah.
Speaking of drugs, we have a message from Anonymous, who I'm going to call Messy, and I'll explain why in a second.
Hi, Reza and Craig. How are you? I have listened just now the podcast about drugs and addictions. And it was great because I have learned a lot of vocabulary, a new vocabulary for me at least. But I think you have forgotten an addiction. And it is the problem that I have. I recognize that I'm an addict. And that is, I don't know how does it say in English, but I'm a football addict. And you have forgotten about that. I'm sorry. Congratulations for your podcast, and thank you.
So thank you for your message. And I called him Messi, which is desordenado, because of the footballer Messi. So his addiction to football. Any comments, Reza?
Yes, we're sorry, Messi. We're sorry we forgot to mention that people can be addicted to pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. A lot of people are addicted to watching and talking about and viewing sports. I wonder what form his addiction takes. I wonder if he compulsively watches football 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I wonder if he plays football every day. I wonder if he does both. I wonder if he travels all over the world, all around the world to see football matches. Interesting. Our next message comes from Ivan Ballester, who has given us an idea for this week's episode on take and get phrasal verbs. So here's Ivan's voice message, and it does stop after 90 seconds, but I think we get the idea of his question.
It's Ivan from Valencia. Hi, guys. How are you? How are you going? First of all, I'd like to thank you for all your wonderful work, you know, for the way you do things for all the people that want to improve the level of English, as me, for example, to make us to be so interested, to keep us interested in your podcast. I try to download all your podcasts whenever I can. You know, I listen to you each morning when I go to my work. And it makes fun, you know. So this year I want to prepare for the C1 level, you know, the test or the exam to have the proof, to pass the proof. And that's why I'm listening to you each morning or every day I can, you know, whenever I have time enough. And so I just wanted to thank you all the work you're doing. And all the stuff you share with all the community. And I'd like to beg you, you know, for or make your request for the next podcast. It will be possible for you to make the podcast about phrasal verbs like take or get, you know, take to, take out, take apart, take away.
Thank you for your message, Ivan. Just one thing. We only have 90 seconds on these voice messages, and that's the reason why Ivan's message stopped suddenly. So please remember, when you send us a voice message, please make it a minute and a half, 90 seconds or less. That's because it's a free version. When Ivan said to get the proof, I think he meant qualification. So he's trying to get the C1, the CAE, the Cambridge Advanced Exam in English qualification.
Yeah, you were thinking of the Spanish word prueba, which can be proof, like a prueba de un crimen, that's proof. But when it's prueba un certificado, it's qualification or exam or something like that.
Any more comments on Ivan's message, or shall we go directly into take and get?
Ivan, we're going to take you at your word and start talking about take and get.
Let's get going. So take first. Shall we take first?
Take.
All of these are phrasal verbs. All of these are quite common, and most of them have multiple meanings, which means, as you know, with phrasal verbs, you can have a literal meaning like take off, remove, take off your clothes, and you can have a figurative meaning, which is not exactly, but it's not literal. So the plane takes off, for example, is an example of a figurative meaning. So let's look at take off first, because I've mentioned take off. Who would say take off your shirt, please?
Well, many people, but you could consider that a good or a bad thing, considering depending on the circumstances. But if a doctor says it, you've nothing to be worried about. A doctor might say, take your shirt off, please, because they need to examine you.
Exactly. Please take off your shoes before you go inside. Where would you hear that?
Could be for certain houses, if people are worried about you walking dirt into their carpet or something like that.
Exactly. Maybe a Japanese house or before going into a mosque. To pray, you'd have to take off your shoes. So to take off can mean to remove. And as I said before, take off can also mean despegar when you're thinking about a plane. So what time does your plane take off?
Can you think of another meaning of take off?
Yes, there's to take off, meaning to impersonate. For example, can you take off a famous person? Can you take off Sean Connery, Donald Trump, or Mickey Mouse?
Donald Duck, maybe.
Donald Duck.
But what is the difference between Donald Duck and Donald Trump? I really don't know.
I would rather Donald Duck were president than Donald Trump. That's all I can say.
I'd rather vote for Donald Duck, but let's not go into politics. You take off people really well. You take off accents really well. You can impersonate different accents.
If I said to you, our podcast has really taken off this year. What would that mean?
That meaning of to take off means to become successful. If a business or a career becomes successful, you can say that it's taken off. Like the shop that opened next door has really taken off this year. It's become very successful.
What about this sentence, Craig? If I were to say to you, I'm taking a couple of days off work.
That will be to leave, to take time off, to have a holiday, to take days off work. Yeah, you could take days off work to go on holiday. You could take a sick day off, for example. And if I said to you, Reza, what time are you taking off today? That would be what time are you leaving. So what time are you taking off today? Are you taking off before lunch or after lunch?
Oh, well, if you twist my arm, I will stay for lunch and then take off after that.
I think that's a very good idea. Let's look at take up, the phrasal verb take up. What meanings can that have?
It can be accept an offer. For example, not many students wanted to take up the offer of free classes at 7 o'clock in the morning, a little bit early. So they didn't want to take it up, to accept an offer.
I'm not surprised. That's early. So I wouldn't take up free classes at that time in the morning.
It can also mean occupy. Craig's Mickey Mouse memorabilia occupies a lot of space in his bedroom.
That's true. I have memorabilia from floor to ceiling. I have blow-up Mickey Mouses. I have paper Mickey Mouses. I have Mickey Mouse costumes and hats. And it all takes up a lot of space in my flat. It occupies a lot of space. It can also occupy a lot of your time. For example, podcasting takes up a lot of our time. We spend a lot of time on podcasting.
But you know what? It's worth it. For you guys, it's worth it.
It's worth it. And if you're looking for a hobby, to start a new hobby, we suggest taking up podcasting. So to take up an activity is to start doing it. You can take up golf, you can take up swimming, you can take up podcasting, you can take up anything, anything you like.
Like Messi. Like Messi, you could take up sport.
You could take up football, but don't become addicted. Just take it up as a hobby. Don't let it take up too much of your time. Take on can mean to employ new people. For example, our school, the British Council, is expanding, and they're going to take on more teachers. So they're going to take on more staff, which means they're going to offer them, they're going to employ more teachers.
I only wish that example were true, Craig.
I think the opposite's true. Yeah.
A phrasal verb, they might well be getting rid of people, I would say, right?
Well, let's not start with get. we'll save that example. Yes.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Staying with take on can also mean engañar. So you can be taken on if you buy something that's not a fair price. For example, you were taken on with that car. It's not worth 4,000 euros. You were really taken on there.
It can also mean to challenge or to fight or compete against. Hopefully you've all heard of the famous story of David and Goliath. So Goliath was a giant and David was very small. So we could say, although Goliath was a giant, David took him on and won. He challenged him. He competed against him. He took him on.
Also in sport, for example, who are Valencia taking on next week?
Who are they playing against? Do you know who they're taking on?
I don't know, but I know that in the third week of October, they're taking on Barca and I'm going to the match.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
Yes.
With your brother.
With my brother and his wife, we're going to see the Valencia-Barca match. So, Messi might see him.
Yeah, if he comes down to... Hey, Messi, if you come down to... I'm calling you Messi because you didn't leave your name. I know your name isn't Messi. But if you come down to Valencia, we could meet up and have a drink. Let us know before the game. Because after the game, we might not be in a good mood.
Yes, if you're a Valencia supporter, I'm pretty sure you won't be in a good mood because they have no chance of winning.
Take over. To take over can mean to take control. For example, you can take over a business. And we were saying before when we had coffee that a company has taken over Yahoo, for example. It's also a noun. You can say there's been a takeover, one company over another. A company has taken over another company. Also, people can take over a situation. For example, when my sister comes to visit, which she did last week, sometimes she takes over. Like she puts on her music and we eat her food. So she's a very strong personality and I love her very much, but she does sometimes take over the flat when she comes to visit.
That surprises me to hear that, Craig. She seems so... gentle and, understanding, your sister.
Oh, no, she's lovely. She's lovely. But she does sometimes take over a little bit.
Craig, who will take over from the current president in the next elections in America?
I think it will probably be Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping.
Not Donald Duck or Donald Trump.
I'm hoping Donald Duck doesn't take over. And I'm hoping he doesn't take over. I'm hoping that Clinton takes over from Obama.
Uh-huh. And who will take over from the current president in Spain in the next and third elections? We're getting a bit tired of elections in Spain. Who do you think will take over?
I don't know who's going to take over in Spain, but I think I'll probably be about 85 years old when it happens.
Yes. Yeah. So to take over is to take control.
To take out can mean sacar, to remove from a place.
For example, Craig suspiciously took out a huge bar of dark chocolate from his briefcase.
The chocolate that Reza kindly brought me today, because Reza turned up today at my flat with a lovely present of 70% dark chocolate. So I'll be taking that out after lunch.
But I think Craig always has chocolate stashed, hidden in his briefcase somewhere for emergencies, right?
Yeah, it's in my Mickey Mouse drawer. You can take out a person. For example, I'm taking out a girl from work on Friday. Salir con alguien. I'm taking her out for dinner. Remember, some of these phrasal verbs can be separated. So I put the object in the middle of the verb and the particle. I'm taking her out. So I'm taking out a girl for dinner.
To take down can mean to write something on paper. For example, I say to my secretary, take this down. I mean, I want you to write what I'm going to say. Take it down. Write it on paper. But it can also be just to dismantle or to remove. For example, we're taking down the light in our dining room. We're removing it, taking it away, dismantling it.
That will be the more literal meaning. So you could take down something from a shelf, for example. But if you take down on paper, that's more figurative. Take back can mean to return. So you can return something to a shop. Take it back. For example, this camera is much too complicated for me. I'm taking it back to the shop for a refund. To take something back, to return something.
Or there's another meaning of take back, which refers to admitting saying something wrong. Like, imagine I wrongly accused Jack of cheating at cards, for example. And then I say, I'm sorry, and I take it back. Okay, now I realize you didn't cheat. I shouldn't have said that. I take it back. I take back my words. I said something that I shouldn't have said.
And you have to have that pronoun in the middle, don't you? You can't say take back it. It has to be I take it back. I take it back. I take back what I said. Take after can mean resemble in Spanish, parecerse a. So, for example, Mary has a big nose, just like her mother. So Mary takes after her mother. I take after my dad.
Is it true?
Yeah.
Do you resemble
that? Well, I take after my dad in most things.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about physically or your personality?
Both. But I don't have the temper that my dad had when he was younger. He had a very, very bad temper. We say a short temper in English. So I don't take after him very much in personality. I take after him more in looks, I think, and in build.
When your father was very young, did he take out his temper on you?
Yes.
He took out his temper. That means he expressed it on Craig. In other words, if he was angry, Craig paid the price if he annoyed him. He took out his temper on Craig.
Yeah, he took out his frustrations on me. Take in. What can that mean? To take in.
It can mean to comprehend or understand things. For example, Susan was very attentive to my story. She took in every detail. She comprehended, listened carefully, was very observant. She took it in.
I listened to his presentation, but I couldn't take anything in. I couldn't understand anything. It was difficult to concentrate. I took nothing in.
It can also refer to clothes. I need to take this jacket in. It's too baggy.
What does baggy mean?
It's too big. There's too much space between the jacket and your body. It needs to be tighter, so you take it in. Mm-hmm. Or if your trousers are too long, you take them up.
So take in and take up. Yeah, take in and take up. Let's take a second to speak about our sponsor. And our sponsor, as you know, if you're a regular listener, is Italki. Reza, in what ways can Italki help our listeners improve their English?
Well, it has several advantages. The first thing is it's very effective because it's personal. It's one-to-one teaching, and you'll always get a native speaker, someone who speaks the language well. And who's your teacher going to be? Well, that depends on you. You can check out the teachers on the website. They have their profile there, which tells you all about their experience, their qualifications. And different teachers charge different prices and are available at different times. So you find the teacher at the right price at the right time to suit you. By the way, if you're interested in giving it a go, if you register through Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig, Italki will give you 100 Italki credits to try it out. 100 credits will get you a class, more or less free, depending on how much the teacher charges. And you can give it a go. You can go to inglespodcast.com/Italki. Give it a go, free. And if you like it, keep going. We tried it. Craig tried it for Spanish. I tried it for French. And we had a very good, very positive experience. We highly recommend it.
And we want to say thank you to Italki for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. Get, Reza.
Get going. Get going.
Get going. Get up.
You probably want me to get on with it.
Get on with it.
Okay. So where do we start with get? We could start with get up.
Well, what's the first thing you do in the morning?
Get up.
Levantarse.
Yeah.
What time did you get up this morning?
Quite late, actually. I got up this morning at about 10 to 9.
Ooh, that was late.
That was quite late, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Get up, levantarse. What about get over?
Recover from? For example, if you have a serious illness, you can get over it, which means recover, or even a cold. If you have the flu, if you have a bad cough or a cold, you recover eventually, you get over it. And you can also recover from a crisis. You can get over a divorce. You get over a breakup. If you're boyfriend and girlfriend and you break up and you were in love, sometimes it takes some time to get over the relationship.
What about get by, Craig? Can you think of a good example sentence for that?
arreglarse, I think it will be in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking the other day, because we haven't been living in Spain all our lives, and the time we have been living in Spain, we've been paying Social Security. But do you think you'll be able to get by on a Spanish pension, which means will you be able to manage on the amount of money you get from the government when you retire?
No.
Me neither. We won't be able to get by on our Spanish pension. We'll have to keep working until we die, basically.
Now, get away has a few meanings. For example, if I was to say to you, she likes to get away at Easter, if she can, that means she likes to go on holiday. Or we're hoping to get away for a few days to visit Mamen in Huesca. Hello, Mamen.
Hello, Mamen. Yeah, we're hoping to get away, but it's been difficult to get away this summer because you were away mm-hmm. in Belfast and I was here working as well. So it was difficult to get away to visit our friend Mamen in Huesca, but we hope we will be able to get away for a few days, escapar or fugarse.
Craig, what about if we add another preposition to get away and we say get away with?
To get away with something, like to escape mm-hmm. without punishment. Mm-hmm. Can you think of an example?
Yeah, we could say the robber tried to get away with the crime, but the police caught her. She tried to escape unpunished. She tried to get away with it.
I wonder if I can get away with not paying my taxes this year and save the money for when I retire.
Well, if you're a huge multinational IT company based in Dublin, you probably can get away with it.
Oh, you mean Apple?
I didn't
mention
that.
No names.
But you personally know you won't get away with it. But if you're a big IT company, you will get away with it. Or a company which sells books or other companies. But that's another story.
Amazon.
Oh, I guess we've blown quite a lot of future
sponsorship deals. Yeah. Say goodbye to our sponsorship deals with Amazon and Apple.
I tell you what, in the future, Craig, we'll just take over those companies. Yep. Rather than get the sponsorship, we'll take control of them ourselves.
Keep dreaming. Get on is a common phrasal verb, subir, to physically get on something. For example, we got on the bus and left. Or we got on our bicycles and departed, for example. If you add another preposition to get on, what do you have? What do you get?
You could say get on with, which is continue without delay. For example, Craig often says to me, stop telling silly jokes and get on with the podcast, Reza. That's
stop criticizing Apple and get on with the grammar.
Yeah. In other words, continue without delay. Get on with it.
Another meaning for get on or possibly get along with somebody is llevarse bien con alguien. For example, I get on very well with my sister. I can also say I get along very well with my sister. However, my wife, Angeles, does not get on very well with my mum.
Ah, that's unfortunate.
It is.
I could say Craig and I get on or get along like a house on fire.
That sounds bad when your house is on fire.
But in fact, it's good. It's a very strange expression, isn't it? You think a house on fire, terrible. But no, if you get on or get along like a house on fire, that means you get on very well. That's a strange expression.
It's a positive expression.
Yeah. Strange, isn't it?
We get on like a house on fire. Get out.
No, I have to go. So, before lunch, Craig?
Get out.
You promised me lunch.
Fuera de aquí. Fuera de aquí. Get out can mean salir or escapar. For example, have you ever thought of getting out of teaching and doing something different?
What, a real job? No, God, no.
You don't want to work for a living, do you? No. Too much like hard work.
Well, no, I don't want to work for a living. No, I want to work doing postcards for free the rest of my life.
No, living. Get out of the way. Apartate. Get out of the way is another expression.
What about this? Tom always gets out of paying for anything. He's very stingy. Rácano. Stingy. He avoids doing something. When the bill arrives, you can't find Tom. He's gone. He avoids doing it. Whenever the bill arrives, group of people, where's Tom? He's gone. Because he doesn't want to pay. He gets out of paying. He avoids it.
He always gets out of paying the bill. Yeah. Get into To get into means meterse en. For example, physically to get into a taxi. I got into a taxi and came straight home.
Yes, only I see a problem. You wouldn't say in Spanish, me voy a meter en el taxi. Well, you could, but people would think you're a guiri, a gringo, or just very weird. You would say subir al taxi.
Yeah. But you get on some transport and you get in or into some transport, so it's confusing in English. So let's revise. What things do you get on?
You get on most things. Mm-hmm. You get on a bus, a train, a tram, a plane, a ship, but you get in a car or a taxi, which is a car, of course.
Yeah. Try to think of those things being lower. So there's more the idea of getting into a car. But a bus, a plane, a horse, a motorbike, you have to get on because it's a bit higher. If you try to remember that, then it won't be so confusing.
So be careful when you translate. So yeah, get into can be meterse, but it can also be subir. But get on is also subir, but something higher.
That's confusing. Get into has another meaning. It can mean to become involved in something. Engancharse con. For example, I've recently got into making videos for Facebook. It's something that I like doing, so I'm doing a lot of it to get into something.
Messi, that's not Lionel Messi, but our mystery guest, Messi, really got into sport. He really got into football.
Mm-hmm.
He's very involved in it. He's really got into it.
Get around is another phrasal verb we get, moverse or desplazarse. It's quite easy to get around the center of Valencia, but it's not very easy to get around the center of Mexico City, for example. So because the center of Valencia is small, it's quite easy to get around.
Get down. Get down, desanimar, depress. Is anything getting you down, Craig? Anything depressing you? Anything getting you down?
Well, the weather in the summer was getting me down in the heat when I had to go outside in August. And the beginning of September was very hot here. So the humidity gets me down. It desanimar, depresses me in the summer. Is anything getting you down? The thought of work next week?
Rainy days and Mondays, or I should say, rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Oh, that's an old one. Karen Carpenter.
Yes. So that always used to get her down, to depress, to get you down.
Rainy days and Mondays. To get down to, adding the preposition to get down means to begin something seriously. For example, if I say, shall we get down to business, ladies and gentlemen? That means, come on, let's start working, let's finish the introductions, finish the jokes, and start doing serious work. Let's get down to it. Let's start seriously.
Do you remember we said earlier that you should be careful about keeping your slang and expressions up to date? When we were talking about words like awesome, which is cool at the minute, but it might go out of fashion soon. Mm-hmm. Just like people used to say, that's way out, man, meaning cool, but now it sounds very old-fashioned. Well, get down used to sound cool. People in discos used to go, get down, man. But now if you said it, people would think you were a bit silly. But to get down meant to go like dance in a cool way. Do you remember that, Craig? Get down.
To boogie.
To boogie, get down.
Get on down.
It was the coolest thing in its day, but now it sounds really old-fashioned. This is the trouble. You got to be careful not to get out of date with your English.
In fact, if you use these slang or informal expressions when they're not current, you might have difficulty getting across what you're saying. So to get across means to communicate something. For example, we try hard to get our points across to you, dear listeners. We try hard to get the grammar points across, to communicate them effectively.
Well, I guess that takes us to the end of the show, Craig, more or less.
Shall we get this podcast out there?
Let's get it out there.
Let's get it out there.
Let's take it to the masses.
Let's take it. So now it's your turn to practice your English. Do you have a question for us or an idea for a future podcast? Please send us your voice messages and tell us what you think at speakpipe.com/Inglês podcast. That's where you can leave your voice messages, or you can send us an email to me, Craig, at inglespodcast.com.
Or me, Reza, at belfastreza@gmail.com.
And thank you very much for listening. If you would like more detailed show notes, we're happy to include you in our list of wonderful sponsors at patreon.com/inglespodcast. There you can sign up and pay us $1 per month as a minimum. And when we reach $100, we will be sending you our transcripts of the shows.
And who knows, it may even happen someday soon. Just keep sending the money.
We're getting there slowly. I think we're up to $17 or $18 at the moment. So there's
a little bit to go.
Little by little, we're getting there. And Reza, who are our wonderful sponsors?
Our wonderful Patreon sponsors are Lara, Carlos, Zara, Mamim. Hello, Mamim Pyrenees. Juan, Sara, Corey Finneran from Ivy Envy Podcast, Manuel, Jorge, Raúl, Rafael, Daniel, and Manuel. Thanks very much to all.
Yep, thanks a lot for your support. On next week's episode, we were going to speak about music vocabulary and music idioms, but we said we'd leave it for
now. But now we don't really know.
So if you want to find out what's going to be on next week's episode, you'll have to listen next Sunday. So until then, it's goodbye from Reza.
And it's goodbye from Craig.
Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later.